A former top Taliban official has returned to his home in eastern Afghanistan, vowing to support the interim government in Kabul. Mullah Muhammad Rouhani, once the Taliban-appointed rector of Kabul University, has renounced his former allegiance to the Islamist militia. He says U.S. troops based near his hometown of Khost have debriefed him and cleared him to remain in the area. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
In the bullet-packed corridors of Kabul University, students like Mumtaz, an engineering major, remember Mullah Muhammad Rouhani as one of the most hardline Taliban leaders.
If you didn't wear a turban, or if you cut your beard, you'd be sent to prison for 10 days. He was responsible for that policy at the university. There were always people checking up on the students during his time. The students suffered a lot because of his policies.
During Rouhani's tenure, a representative from the Taliban's notorious Department of Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice was given office space on campus. Yet Mullah Muhammad Rouhani has undergone what might be described as a remarkable transformation over the past months. Just back from exile in Pakistan, Rouhani agreed to sit down for an interview and outline his grievances against the Taliban.
I'm not saying the Taliban was all bad. There were some good things about Taliban. They brought security to Afghanistan. But eventually, the Taliban abandoned their principles. I myself advised them many times against the policy of punishment. I warned them that judges and Sharia courts were taking bribes. I called on Taliban leaders to reform the education system, improve the economy, construct the country. But no one listened to me. If they had listened, I can tell you the Taliban would still be in power today.
Rouhani, a deeply religious man, still wears his beard long. He colors it red with henna dye and keeps a prayer mat on the floor beside his bed. Rouhani says that over the 4.5-year Taliban reign, its leaders became increasingly corrupt.
They had no respect for the people. They punished people in ways that they were too harsh. They accepted bribes. They forced the people to pay high custom duties. So finally, the people stood up against them.
Despite Rouhani's recriminations, in more than 30 interviews around Kabul University, the students were shocked to learn about his ideological conversion. Most, like Muhammad Jawad, say they don't buy it.
Everyone who committed wrongdoing under the Taliban should be judged by those actions. The interim government should investigate people like him.
After the fall of Kabul, Mullah Rouhani fled to neighboring Pakistan. He returned to the town of Khost in eastern Afghanistan 10 days ago. Rouhani says he supports the interim administration under Hamid Karzai. He also says the United Nations and the coalition forces in Afghanistan are here to help the country. He's happy to see them here. When asked whether he fears being captured by coalition troops, he says no. It's all worked out.
No.
No, I have nothing to fear any longer. I had a meeting with an American soldier in the Khost airport. His name is Mark. The new governor of Khost arranged a meeting. I met Mark twice. I told him that I came here to support my people. I didn't come here to make problems for you or others.
Rouhani says several other former Taliban leaders living in exile in Pakistan are also starting to resurface after cutting deals with coalition forces. One official in Khost, who was appointed by interim leader Hamid Karzai, says that in order to create consensus in Afghanistan, the new political leaders must try to reintegrate some of the former Taliban members like Mullah Muhammad Rouhani. For his part, Rouhani says he wants to help take part in the country's rebirth.
The situation is getting better day by day in Afghanistan. The people of this country suffered a lot over the past 23 years. They are now faced with many more difficulties, but I think now is the time to be hopeful.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Khost, in eastern Afghanistan.